In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, yes, we just heard, this is the prime act of Luisa and the prime act, the one single act in the divine will. This is the way our God is asking us to enter into this abundant life. And it is such a great and wonderful blessing for humanity. And in this third part, we're now in the final stages of Jesus explaining to Luisa in from volume 20 through volume 36, how to enter into the divine inheritance of the Father. So in volume 27, 10, 18, 19, 29, Jesus says, "My daughter, how beautiful is creation." And this is what's happening with us as we read the calendar, as we read the Book of Heaven, as we enter into the rounds. We begin to understand when everything was created, God says, everything is good. Everything is beautiful. And how creation glorifies us, triune God. How it magnifies the power of our fiat. So here Jesus again is opening up our eyes to creation. And most of us are so busy that we don't have the time to focus on the beauty of creation, all the I love yous of creation. Every grain of sand, every blade of grass, every drop of water, every leaf on a tree is an I love you. And to us, personally to us, and Jesus says, you know, I've created this for you. I've created all that is around you, all the whole universe for you. And in our prayer, this is what the rounds are. In our prayer, Jesus helps us to recognize all these I love yous and respond back to God with our I love you. He says, it is nothing but one single act of our divine volition. And though many things can be seen, one different from the other, they are nothing but the effects of this single act of God that never ceases and contains continuous operation. It's constantly there in front of us. We have the spring, summer, fall, winter. You know, it begins again in the spring and then in the summer, how beautiful. In the fall, here's the fullness. And then the winter, the resting. And it's a continuous operation of God. And since our act possesses by nature as its own exclusive property, light, immensity, empire, and multiplicity of innumerable effects, it is no wonder that as our fiat formed its single act from which it came out, the divine immensity of heavens, the most refulgent sun in the sky, the vastness of the ocean, the sea, the ruling wind, the beauty of the flowering, the species of every kind and power, such that as if all creation were a light breath, a small feather, it keeps it suspended without any support, enclosed only in its creative strength. And then Jesus says, "O power of my fiat, how insuperable and unreachable you are." So here Jesus is showing us that everything in creation that came out of that fiat lux, he says, is the power of the fiat, how magnificent our God is. And he wants us to enter into this act, and he wants us to enter into all that is around us. So he says, you must know that only in the soul in whom my divine will reigns, since it reigns in all creation, what the soul does united to it, to the single act of my divine will does in creation to receive the deposit of all the good that was done in it. In fact, this great machine of the universe was done in order to give this life, this light, this love of God to humanity, to the creature. So that, but to that creature who would let our divine will reign in them. So here, Jesus is saying to participate fully is to embrace what God has done. So, you know, the Lord is speaking, you know, as the word to all of humanity. even the pagans recognize the power of what God has done in creation. You know, some people worship the sun, some people worship the plants, the animals. It's because they recognize that this is, as Jesus says, this great machine of the universe. He says this new and divine way of holiness, as Pope St. John Paul says, it's they're overwhelmed by it. And because of their limited understanding, they don't have the dogma and doctrine of the faith. They fall into this wrong way of recognizing truth. Okay. So what God is saying to us is, he says, since we have the full deposit of faith in the Catholic faith, the universal life, what God is doing is bringing us to become aware of this great and divine way of holiness. So it is right that we, triune God, do not go out of our established purpose, and that the creature, the humanity, recognizes and receives our gift. But how to receive it if she is not in our house, in the church, in the universal life, that is, in our most holy divine will? She could lack the capacity to receive it and the space in which to contain it. Therefore, only the soul who possesses my divine will can receive it. So now Jesus is showing us the importance of living in the divine will. The saints have taught us how to do the will of God, and now to live in the divine will is to receive this fullness of God, this new and divine way of holiness, as John Paul II, the second, talks about. My divine will delights with its single act, and as if it were in the act of creating for love of the soul. And it makes the soul feel its continuous act of creating the heavens, the sun, and everything, and says to the soul, see how much I love you. Only for you, I continue to create all things. So what Jesus is showing us is, like, even in the spring, he's saying, do you see how much I love you? There's new and abundant life that's coming. So the first Pentecost happened, you know, in early, well, it was spring. It was the celebration of the first fruits, the rhubarb, the strawberries, the first fruits that are out there. And this is the asparagus. It's, look, life is here again. Jesus says, see how much I love you. For only for you, for humanity, do I continue to create all things. So the Lord has got great plans, and he needs us to begin to understand. That's why the round book is so essential. I love the round book of Easter and Pentecost. You can pray it all the way to the Feast of Christ the King. It's so beautiful to enter into this divine I love you, this divine I praise you, I adore you, I worship you. It's Jesus in us that's praising the Father. It's Jesus in us and Mary who are teaching us how to respond back to God with the rounds. The rounds are the way we begin to pray in the divine will. And it's so amazing. When I talk to people about who just begin to do the rounds, they say, well, it's kind of, you know, repetitive. Yes, it's constantly saying to God, I love you, I love you, I love you. And as you enter into this, he expands our capacity to understand this divine I love you. He expands our capacity to embrace this new and divine way of holiness. So in volume 27, 11, 10, 19, 29, the divine fiat absorbs me completely within its light. You see, this is where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to enter into the light. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. He says, I am the light of the world. See, it's Jesus coming as the new Adam, Mary coming as the new Eve, and saying to humanity, this is the life I now want you to live. Not the fallen life of Adam, the first Adam and Eve, but now the second, Jesus and Mary, this new and abundant life. So he says, the divine fiat absorbs me completely within its light in order to give me its prime act of life. This light palpitates in my heart and makes me feel the heartbeat of its light, the heartbeat of its sanctity, the heartbeat of its beauty, the heartbeat of its creative power. And I feel my little soul like a sponge, all soaked in these divine heartbeats. We begin to participate the life that our God originally planned for Adam, and he lost it. So as Jesus comes to earth, as Mary comes to earth, as the new Adam and the new Eve, and Jesus now is explaining to Louisa how he wants us to live this life. It's not just a saintly, good, and holy life. It's the life that the priest says every day at Holy Mass when he puts the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. This is why it says the heartbeat, this light of God, this life of God, this love of God palpitates in my heart and makes me feel the heartbeat of its light, the heartbeat of its sanctity, the beauty, creative power. And I feel my little soul like a sponge. So little by little, as the sponge absorbs the moisture, the water, he says, little by little, all soaked, we become all soaked with this divine heartbeat. Volume 27, 12, 10, 1929. Now, you must know that when my fiat places itself in the act of operating, it has the same power, the same wisdom, the same immensity, the same multiplicity of effects that its single act produces. Fiat lux, let there be light. We participate in this prime act of God. If only it decides to go out of its divine field of action, its action possesses a balance between one and the other and contains the same value, weight, and measure. So the decision is ours. Do we want to enter into this light? You know, we go into the field of divine light and possess the balance between the one and the other, between God and man. And contains the same value, the weight, and measure. So Jesus is saying, this is what I'm calling humanity to do. And with all the bickering, all the fighting that's going on throughout in families, in neighborhoods, in nations, in throughout the world, Jesus says, this is not the way I want you to live. The way I want you to live is oneness with God, fused with God, in entering into that peace, that joy, the happiness of God. And that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for all of humanity to desire this. So he says, volume 27, 12, 16, 19, 29, in all things, Jesus says, I knew and I saw nothing but the divine will. It was my food, my water, my work. Everything would disappear from me. And it was always my divine will that I would deal with. So here Jesus is showing us how, as the new Adam, how he lived. He says, in all things, I knew and saw nothing but my divine will. It was my food, my water, my work, everything would disappear from me. And it was always my divine will that I would deal with. So Jesus is saying everything else in humanity, everything else in the world today is separate from this image and likeness of God. That's who Jesus is, making us aware in all things. We see nothing but the divine will. It becomes our food, our water, our work. Everything would disappear from us. And it was always the divine will that we would deal with. See, God is asking us to enter into this abundant life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's how they lived. And now God is saying to us, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? And so this is the joy of the divine will. What was it? In one of the calendars reading, I think 2 days ago, Jesus says, I want you to do three things. I want you to give death to yourself. No more living for yourself. Death to your passions. No more living for your passions. And, to begin to live this fullness of life. Death to the earth. Now, when you first hear it, you go, he wants us dead. No. He wants us to enter into the single act of God, peace, joy, and happiness. What causes us worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, and negativity and sin? It's our connection to our own misery. They did this to me and they said that to me and they did this to my family and they said that to my family. They did this to my nation. It's not one with God. It's your life that's alive. The misery is alive. So then the next part is your passions. You know, what are you worried about? What are you fearful about? What are you anxious about? What are you complaining about? What are you negative about? That has to die. It can't be the murmuring in our brain that's that continuous, oh my God, what am I going to do? It's Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I hope in you. And what happens is the passions die. And then finally, the earth, our life is heaven. It's no longer of earth. That's what the divine will is. It's Jesus offering us this dust. May your kingdom come and reign on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. So he says, this is what he's doing. He's saying, this is what he wants from us. So he says, and while my divine will would make me descend into the human acts of creatures, I would call all the human acts, each one of them. This is Jesus saying this. And that they might receive the great gift of having my divine will descend into us as prime act and life of all our acts. You see what Jesus is doing? I would call the human acts at each one of them that they would receive the great gift of having my divine will descend. And my divine will become the prime act, the prime life, of their acts. So it's in exchange. We're saying, I want to give death to my misery. I don't want it to, this is what the vow of Ascension Thursday was about. I don't want to be living a miserable life. I want that gone. This is my vow. Then the next vow, I want to give death to my passions. I'm not going to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, or negative about anything anymore. That's going to stop. And then finally, the third part of this vow is I want nothing of earth. I only want that of heaven. May your kingdom reign in me on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. So again, as Jesus says here, my divine will make me, Jesus, descend into our human acts, and I, God, would call all the human acts of each soul that they might receive the great gift of having my divine will descend as their prime act, as their life of all their acts, every thought, every word, every deed. Volume 27, 1-2, 1930. My daughter, the one who lives in my divine will, is in communication with all things created by us, triune God, because my divine will is all, is of all, and belongs to all. So here again, Jesus says, he's speaking to us. Jesus, he says, soul, if you live in my divine will, you will enter into communication with all created things. That's the creation was made for us. It's all the I love yous that are all around us. And redemption, all the I love yous of what Jesus and Mary went through. Of all created things by us, triune God, because my divine will is all and belongs to all. As true children of God, we have to begin to live in this divine life. The whole reason Jesus says for Holy Eucharist is to prepare the souls to receive a perennial communion of God with God. If we're not spending time with our Eucharistic Lord, we're not getting ready for heaven. It's to enter into this abundant life. Jesus says, I want you to be trained. So what happens when we go to Holy Mass, when we receive Holy Eucharist, the Mass ends. You receive Holy Eucharist, you get the final blessing, the final prayer, and it's over. Why? The church does not want to interfere with our communion with God. It's not a time for fellowship. It's a time to enter into that divine, I love you. So Jesus says, that my daughter, the soul who lives in my divine will, is in communication with all created things by us, triune God, because my divine will is all, is of all and belongs to all, especially to his children. And since one is the will that dominates and operates, all things are to it like members of the body, whose head is God, who has such bond with all things because our divine volition flows as prime act of life, that they are inseparable from him. All the acts are inseparable from God. That's why worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin is not part of the divine will. It was never part of the life of Jesus or Mary. Only the human will, if it wants to operate on its own without the union of God's, can break this beautiful union between God and man. this bond of inseparability among God created things and creatures. So God says, I want you to go back to your origin, to the way I created you, never to be separated from God, always to be one with God, always to be fused with God. And then he added, my daughter, just as the effects are produced by my soul and only will, and they act according to the dispositions of the human. What is your disposition? Is it to say fiat to God in all things? Or is it, I want it my way. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it's no. It's always in docility. He says, so that the acts of our divine will, independent of them, are produced by the unity of the single act of our divine fiat. So here, this is, again, important for us to enter into this abundant life, okay? So he says, my daughter, just as the effects are produced by my soul in one act, so the acts of God, they act according to the disposition of the soul. So if our disposition is to say yes to God, fiat to God, God goes, good, I will show you more. And it's like taking one step. God goes, do you want to take another step? And it's just, God never forces walk this way. He says, this is what I have to offer to you. Do you want this? And that's the book of heaven. As we read the book of heaven, Jesus is continuously saying to us, get ready for this new and divine way of holiness. Get ready for it. Oh, I, the Lord, am going to bring about. This is what's so magnificent about our God. So he says this, so this bond of inseparability is what he wants. He says, act according to the disposition of the creature, act according to our divine will, independent of them, are produced by the unity of the single act of our divine fiat. This is the thing that's so beautiful. The effects produced by my soul and one will, and they act according to the disposition of the creature. So if we are disposed, Jesus says, good, I can continue guiding you, leading you, directing you. So he says, so in us, triune God, the act is always one, because in the triune God, in us, there is no progressive act, progression of acts. And if to the creature it seems that now we do the creation, and now we do the redemption, and now we want to form the kingdom of our divine will in the midst of creatures, that's sanctification, its manifestations, it is the manifestation that we want, we make to them of what our soul in one act possesses. That is such, while to them it seems that we do and issue many distinct acts, for us, everything was enclosed in the single act of God. So from the fiat lux, Jesus says, everything is in that, let there be light. It's creation, redemption, and sanctification. But for us, because of our limited understanding, it seems as if it's taking 4,000 years, 2,000 years, and now that the third millennium is here, and God is doing something. He's slow in his progress. But Jesus says, in reality, it's all done. As a matter of fact, St. Thomas Aquinas says, if the veil was lifted, if we really could see where we are, we're in the glorified state in surrounding the throne of God, praising him eternally. That's where we really are. This is what's so glorious about the divine will. It's to always be peaceful, joyful, and happy, because we're basically, God says, if you're following one with God in this great gift of the divine will, you're there already, even though you don't see it. That's why when we pray with confidence. We pray, believe that we received it, and it is ours. We don't have to keep on. We pray with such confidence in God, trust in God, hope in God, that even if we don't see it, we know it's going to happen. It's this life. That's the life of Jesus. He knew when he was created, when he was conceived, I should say, when he was conceived, he knew what he was going to do. He knew he was going to die on the cross. He knew he was going to rise from the dead. He knew that he was going to bring life, this universal life, this Catholic life, back to humanity. He knew all this, and he needed us, he needs us to so believe in him that no matter what we face, it's fiat. I trust in you. You're the Lord. You're my savior. You're my master. You're my king. You're my all. You're in charge. And even if we have to go through some difficulties, there's a reason for it. He's purifying us. He's getting us ready for the kingdom. He's getting us ready for this new and divine way of holiness. So our God is, he loves us so much. This is what he wants. See, for us, everything is enclosed in the prime act of God, in a unity of our divine volition that encloses the one single act, the prime act of God. Nothing can escape it. It encloses everything and it does everything. It embraces everything. And it is always one single act. We enter into that prime act of God. See, this is what Jesus is trying to show us. There's no need for worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, or sin. There's no need. God is in charge. It does everything, embraces everything, and is always one single act. Therefore, both the effects of our divine fiat that it produces and the acts of the divine fiat always start for the unity of our soul in one act, that fiat lux, let there be light. And then Mary's fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. And now Luisa's fiat voluntas tua, let it be done to me as you say. It's this new and divine way of holiness that's on earth. And this is where the peace, the joy, the happiness comes from. It's not the negativity that's out there. It's not to be participating in that misery. It's to live a life of heaven, no longer a life of earth. I want to get rid of all that I want. I want to get rid of all my passions. I want to get rid of all that is earthly. I want that which is divine. Psalm 28:5-3, 1930. My daughter, the living and my divine will is the recall of all the acts of humanity back into the unity of God's divine will. Everything is going to return. Our job, this is what Jesus teaches Luisa. Our job is to die to our ego and our will. Why? So that the kingdom could be established in us on earth as it is in heaven. When we see something horrible in the news, we say to Jesus, I'm sorry, first of all, thank you for showing this to me. I'm happy, Lord, that you want me to be aware of this. Okay. Number two, it's not to run away from it. Okay, this is what Jesus is showing us. Thank you for letting me see this. It's like the crucifix. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me what you have gone through, what your mother has gone through. I'm thank you for this. Okay. Number two, I'm sorry this is happening to you. This is happening to her. I'm sorry for the misery that's out there. And number three, I want to repair this as if it never happened. Okay. So what's so great is what Jesus is asking of us. In this repair, redo, he's asking us to fulfill the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. That's us, hopefully. Enkindle us the fire of your love. That's the divine will. Send forth your spirit and we will be recreated. That's what Jesus is doing with the book of heaven. He's showing us how to go back to where Adam was before the fall. So that you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. This is the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming. And Jesus says, why we are still praying this is we're waiting for this to happen. And it's happening little by little. But when that great event occurs, Jesus says, the world is going to shake with joy. Some will shake with fear. But for those who want what God wants, it will be a time of peace, joy, and happiness, a time of rejoicing in God. It will be, as St. Thomas Aquinas says, it will be like being around the throne of God in the glorified state, praising God, glorifying God, worshiping God. This is what's coming. For some, it'll be wailing and grinding of teeth. Others, it will be ecstasy. And this is what our God wants. He wants us to begin to live this life of heaven as Adam lived before the fall. He has redeemed us. His mother co-redeemed with him on Calvary. Now he's given this gift that he gave to Adam in this little newborn, Louisa. And Louisa put everything down on paper so that as we read this, as we study this, we become aware of this new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II says we're going to enter into. Volume 28, 3, 5, 19, 30. My daughter, the living in my divine will is the recall of all the acts of creatures into the unity of it. Everything has come out from us within its unity. From our single act that gives life to all acts, therefore, it is our right by our divine justice that everything return to us to recognize where they come from. Everything is of God. And that's what the rounds do. The rounds say to God, I thank you and I praise you and I love you and I bless you and I adore you. I worship you for what you have done. And you're asking me to participate in this. Okay, I think we got some sounds coming in here. To recognize that an act comes from, okay, this is great. Jesus says, to recognize where they come from, to recognize where an act comes from, who it is that releases life for so many acts, this is God, in what way and how this is happening, this is what we find in the Book of Heaven, is the most beautiful homage to all our divine power and divine wisdom, and with our single act, that is life of all acts. So God is saying, I want you to enter into this divine I love you. I want you to dive into this infinite ocean of the divine will. It's all of love. It's to drown in this love, to participate in this love of God, never to leave. And only the soul who lives in my fiat, embracing everything together with this great gift of the divine will, takes everything as though in her power. That's what Adam did. And encloses everything in it that will, in that will which in which she lives, rises back into our unity in order to bring the triune God everything and give the triune God the true homage of all the effects of the single act of the prime act of God. So Jesus says, once you enter into this is the life of Jesus. This is the life of Mary. Once you enter into this, Jesus is there where he belongs. His throne is our heart. He gives us the three powers, intellect, memory, and will, and he begins to reign in us in a divine manner. And he has this planned for this time. And it's not about being good and holy and saintly. That's the life of saints. That's volume 1 through volume 10. Now he's saying, I want you to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's volume 11 through volume 19. Why? So that you can enter into the receiving back the divine inheritance of the Father. That is the life that Adam lived before he fell. That is the life of Jesus. That is the life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And now our God is saying to us, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? This is so glorious. So he says, listen to what he says. This is Louisa. You're understanding Louisa when you read this. Louisa in her original transcripts didn't put periods or commas. So you could see what she's doing. And only the one who lives in my divine fiat embraces everything together with it, takes everything as though in her power and encloses everything in that will in which she lives. She rises into our divine unity in order to bring us triune God everything and give us everything, the true homage of all the effects of the prime act of God. See, Jesus is saying, I want you to dive into this infinite ocean of love and participate in what God is doing. Image and likeness. That's what the likeness of God is. Volume 28, 3, 12, 19, 30. My daughter, in all the acts of the creatures, each of them possesses its seed in order, according to how it has been done. Okay. So the Lord is saying, okay, you're building a house. How did you do it? What were your plans? How did you build it? Okay. This is an analogy. If it has not been done in my divine fiat, it does not possess its seed. If it's not built out of wood or cement, it's not going to work. You know, it's if you've built your house out of plastic, it's not going to last. If you build your house on sand, it's not going to stand. So this is what Jesus is saying. If it has not been done in my divine fiat, this is where, see, the saints did the will of God, okay? And this is why they became saints. Now Jesus is saying, I want you to live in the will of God to participate in the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. He says, if it has not been done in my divine fiat, it does not possess its seed. Therefore, it can never be an act of my divine will, because in the act of doing it, the seed of light was missing. There was no cement. There was no wood. How can this plastic stand? How can this flimsy plastic building stand? It has the virtue of changing. See, now the seed of light. Okay, see, this is what Jesus is showing us. The seed of light in the divine will has the virtue of changing into sun. Magnificent, burning with light. And Jesus says, the sun is a shadow of my divine will. He says, what is coming upon earth? No eye has seen, no ear has heard. What's coming upon earth is the new and divine way of holiness, as John Paul II said. And since its seed of light would be present as prime act, let there be light, fiat lux, in the act of creature. So in the act of the creature. So Jesus is saying, I want you to go back to embrace everything that I have done in creation, redemption, and sanctification. Volume 28, 4, 1, 1930. If you feel the irresistible force of coming to make your little rounds, again, You're praying your rounds in this ocean of our fiat. It is the ruling force of the fiat that loves so much to see your littleness forming in the little drops of light within the sea. So it's your little, see, our I love you is a matchstick going off. That's our love you. God's our love you is the sun. God's our love you is the ocean. It's infinite. It's magnificent. He wants us to participate in this light, this love. This is what it means to enter into the prime act of our will. The creature taking her place in, and forming it with her little drops. Therefore, hold it as a great fortune, praying your round constantly in our fiat. He's saying, learn how to pray the rounds. People go, oh, another book to read. No, this becomes our prayer. It's to adore God and love God and praise God as Jesus did, as Mary did, the new Adam and the new Eve. Volume 28, 5, 2, 1930. My daughter, my divine will always runs this prime act of life toward the creature, and it runs to make her happy, to embrace her, to empty the weight of all that is human. I don't want the human anymore. The human misery. You know, take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me. Stop living your human misery, Jesus says. In fact, everything that is not divine will in the creature is hard and difficult, heavy and oppressive. And my divine will empties all that is human with its light breath, its light, L-I-G-H-T, breath, and renders all things back into this light of God, the fiat lux, let there be light. Volume 28, 11, 24, 1930. My daughter, rise, come into my operating divine will. Come into my operating divine will. That's what Jesus is always saying to us. And when you read the rounds, when you pray the rounds, it's what Jesus is doing. He's offering this to us. My divine will is immense, but it's in its divine immensity, there is not one point in which it does not exercise special and distinct acts towards humanity. And even though my divine will is one is its immensity, one is its acts. However, in its immensity, it holds the order of all the effects that come out as acts from the one single act to pour themselves out toward each creature who receives them according to their disposition. Your disposition is essential. If it's fiat, God will work. If it's, I'm going to do it my way, God can't work. He's not going to work according to our misery. He's going to work according to the will of God, the way Jesus lived, the way Mary lived. Volume 28, 11, 30, 30. 30, 30. My little daughter of my divine will is one. And even though it has the bilocating virtue, it bilocates in each instant. See, this is the gift that he gives to the souls in the divine will, bilocation. And it's not the bilocation of the saints. Listen to what it is. And even though it has the bilocating virtue, it bilocates at each instant, in each thing, in each act, in such a way that all can have it as act in life of their own. It will be of it will be ours. God bilocating his life, his light, his love into us. It's not the bilocation of the saints. However, it never loses its unity. It is always one with its own divine strength and maintains wherever it reigns the union, the harmony, the order, the communication, and the inseparability, and holds everything enclosed within itself inside one single act, the fiat lux. See, it's to begin. The fiat lux included the fiat mihi, included the fiat voluntas tua. This is the light, the love, the life that our God wants us to embrace. He says, it holds everything enclosed within itself in the one single act. The act is one. My divine will is one, but it extends everywhere and everything, leaving not even one atom of the things created without its operating. This is God's operating and vivifying life. Everything is of God, with God, for God. Volume 29, 2, 13, 31. My daughter, the substance of our divine being is an immensity of most pure light that produces an immensity of divine love. This divine light possesses all the goods, all the joys, the interminable happiness, indescribable beauties. This light invests everything. It sees everything, encloses everything. For it, there is neither the present nor the future, but one single act, always an act that produces such a multiplicity of effects as to fill both heaven and earth. You see what God is doing? He's saying to us, I'm offering this to you. I'm offering heaven to you. I'm offering a share in divinity with you. You can have as much as you want or as little as you want. What is your disposition? How do you want to do this? Do you want to do it my way, Jesus says, or do you want to do it your way? If you do it your way, he says, it's not divine will. It's not of God. It's human. He says, if you're doing it my way, and this is why Jesus allowed Luisa to put down everything in writing for us. The more that we read this, the more that we study this, the more God expands our capacity to embrace this life, this light, this love of God. This is what God has got planned. This is why he needs us to cooperate with him. So we'll end there and be back in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.